Now, in the 1970s, Klaus Dinger was the drummer on the first Kraftwerk album and then co-founded the influential German band Neu. With his musical partner Michael Rother, he made a major contribution to the innovative sound that came to be known as krautrock. Noted for his robotic style of drumming and anarchic vocals, Dinger pioneered the use of electronic effects, remixes and ambient textures long before they became the staple diet of the dance scene in the 1990s. Klaus Dinger's biography is sketchy, but he was born in Germany, lived in Dusseldorf, and he's quoted as saying he was badly behaved at school but enjoyed singing in the choir. Neu may not have sold a lot of records, but they influenced many of the musicians who came afterwards, including David Bowie, Sonic Youth and Stereolab. Among those who were captivated by Dinger's music was Julian Cope of The Teardrop Explodes.
Klaus Dinger is one of the most iconoclastic rock and rollers of all time. He was a guitarist in Germany at the beginning of the 70s who found it impossible to find a drummer who could play the kind of beat that he wanted. He wanted total monotony. He wanted it to the point where there were no drum fills or anything. So he ended up having to play the drums himself. In 1972, John Peel played the opening track from the opening Neu album, a track called Hallo Gallo. It was a 10-minute track with Dinger playing drums and the guitarist Michael Rother playing guitar. And it was the most mesmerizing thing that I'd ever heard. Klaus Dinger was to the Germanic spirit what Lee Perry is to the Jamaican spirit. He had a total dedication to creating something that was incredibly human, and yet it set up that whole Northern European plain feeling. If you drive on the Northern European plain, you're on the same piece of granite for about 1,500 miles. Dinger's music had that feeling of absolute monotony. It was so 21st century, and yet he was 35 years early.
The music journalist Paul Morley puts Klaus Dinger and Neu's music in a historical context.
A bunch of experimental German musicians were in their 60s and 70s who formed bands with names like Can and Faust, Kraftwerk and Klaus's groups Neu and La Dusseldorf. They were so keen on sort of reviving, resurrecting, cleaning the idea of German culture after the scar of the war, that they tended to respond to the idea of making rock music in a very unique way, using, you know, their own imagination, certain kinds of technology, electronic instruments, and in doing so, stumble across a whole new way of playing music, if you like.
Do you know what he looked like?
I've seen a couple of pictures of him looking fairly crazed in sunglasses, looking like he wants to keep in the shadows, looking like he wants to keep himself a mystery.
Sometimes he looked like a kind of a post-Ziggy lunatic. Other times, I saw one great photo of him in his later band, La Dusseldorf, all being strip-searched at the East German border because they were all wearing white overalls with their band name stenciled on. They looked like renegades from A Clockwork Orange.
They weren't really very good at publicising themselves. They wouldn't really do interviews. You got no idea who they were. This added to the glamour and the mystique. I think it was, in the end, why the myth, the idea of Neu, grew so strong, because he kind of kept himself underground.
Klaus Dinger was a total pain in the butt. When I fell in love with Dinger all over again in about 1993, because we were playing Neu 2 on a tour bus, I had 5 Neu vests made so that my crew and myself would wear them. When I appeared on Top of the Pops to celebrate Neu, I wore the Neu vest. Dinger immediately got in touch with me and told me that I was part of an international conspiracy to rip him off. So I wrote back to him saying, "Dear Dinger, you are a donger, and everybody knew you were just the drummer in Neu." I hated the fact that I had to slag off my hero, but one of the great things I've always felt with rock and roll heroes is they have to be daft.
Julian Cope and Paul Morley on Klaus Dinger, who's died aged 61.